Good morning, everyone. I think it's still morning across the fruited plain, right? You.
I just figured it out. I just told you this.
Oh, my goodness. If that's not... Saturday AM Live has been taking place for 15 or so years, and I've never had that happen where my guest has tried to take over the call. And that is awesome. Absolutely awesome. And folks, I want to introduce you to, again, what I refer to as one of the spark plugs in the world of NECN. Haley Passy, Haley, you don't know this, but I have been secretly stalking you. Don't tell your husband that, okay? And I am happily married for 21 and a half years, but I have been secretly stalking you via social media and just watching what you've been doing in NECN, and you and your husband, and just admiring that a young person of your age, of your stature, has decided, as one of our neighbors told me a few months ago, well, Vance, when I get old and achy, then I'll look into NECN. Yeah, what a tragedy, right, Haley? Yeah. Because you're definitely in the group, I think we call that age sector the millennialist, right? Is that what they've tagged you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first of all, for the record, we're never supposed to ask a female your age and your weight. I don't care about your weight today. We'll save that for a later conversation. But give us a little background on Haley Passy, formerly Haley Simpson, the daughter of the amazing Molly Simpson. What on earth brought a young person like yourself to meet him?
Okay. So I am 19 years old, almost 20. I'll be 20 in like a month and a half. So that's exciting.
Still a teenager.
Yes, technically. But I've had NECN products in my life since I was 6 months old. I can't remember a time in my life where I didn't have NECN products, where I wasn't sleeping on a sleep system. I do remember a time when I didn't have the water system, and then I remember when we got it and how my world changed. So there's that. But basically everything else, in my family, we wouldn't take, you know, aspirin or ibuprofen or any of that. We would get a magnet from the fridge. There's this hilarious story. I can't remember who told it. Someone's child being handed an aspirin and then like for a sore throat or something, and they held it on their neck instead of taking it.
Your mom really brainwashed you into thinking that these NECN products were the cat's meow and then some. So. Being introduced, see, you and our oldest daughter, who is almost 19, she's 18, you guys are two peas in the pod that this is all you know as far as, right. You know, when you got a bump or a bruise, an ache or a pain, and we don't make any medical claims with these wonderful products, we just know that they work. Being exposed to it for that long, it obviously skewed, in a good way, your thought process is about self-care and active wellness and you know, rather than taking aspirin, holding it on your throat. By the way, I'm going to be thinking about that for a week. I can see you doing that. I'm just going, what, how long does it take? I am going to get control, and I'll stop giggling and stop the melancholy and carefree spirited here. Haley, you're in school, I'm guessing, right? Because you and I have not had a conversation. What are you studying? What are you majoring in? What is your life aspirations to do with your college years and all that stuff?
So I am currently getting my bachelor's degree in strategic communication. And what that means is I have a currently I have a focus in motivational speaking and advertising and PR. So,
okay.
It's
so that
kind of awesome.
And tell us a little bit about your husband.
So, Brayden, he just turned 22. He is on his second year of college because he started a little late because he does a two-year LDS mission in Vanuatu. But he's studying family health sciences.
Quite a diversity among the two of you. And you guys have been pretty serious about Nikan. I don't know if your mom cheated at all, because we've known that to happen. And before your 18th birthday, you're giggling, so that means that I'm going down the right track there, or the right path. let's just say she didn't. You waited until you were 18 to join Nikan legally and all that stuff. And tell us about that that journey thus far. As a teenager, how do you address that? Like my neighbor said, you know, how does a teenager introduce people to Nikan or even utilize these products? I mean, come on, you're young, you're invincible. Even Brayden at 22, you can't have anything wrong with him. Why Nikan?
So actually, part of that isn't true. My husband and I have both had some pretty serious health challenges in our life. But this is after. but I'll talk about that later if you want. It's not important to the story. But previous to that, yeah, I was on, you know, like cloud 9 of health. I was a 10 out of a 10 in health. I didn't have any health challenges or health issues or anything like that. But I think society kind of expects young people to introduce new technologies to the world. They just kind of expect it now, right? They think, you know, older people aren't as adept at technology, stereotypically. So, Nikan is kind of a new technology, right? It's been around for 40 years, but most people have not heard of it. Most people have not experienced the product. And so it's really fun for me to be able to go around and be like, hey, have you heard about this cool stuff? Okay, come over, I'll show you. And it blows people's mind. You know, you do a couple of muscle tests and people's minds are blown. And I really think that my generation is hungering for something to do where they don't have to sit in an office all day.
And I know statistically the research is already out there that the not double blind studies, but the Gallup polls have been done that this generation of young people between the age of 15 and 25, which you're right in there, our oldest daughter, actually both of our daughters are in that sector of people, highest outside of the baby boomers, the second highest group of volunteerism, and they want to serve. They just need to know, how do we do that? They're lacking real leadership and example of people like Warren Buffett are setting the example and saying, hey, you can give back. And just as you said, they're looking for something different than sitting in an office or being up to debt, up to their earlobes in college, you know, loans and all that stuff, and then graduating, getting a job, and having to work for 30 or 40 years. And that, I know that seems high, but to some, but that's where a lot of college grads are today, of working that long just to pay off the school loans. So they become a bond slave, literally, to this employer. But you're right on in that young people. There's a whole group of them out there that there's one gentleman that I heard talk about this, describe them as the hero generation. They just need to be channeled of sorts to finding a vehicle like Nikan to do that. So you discovered it. You guys together have discovered it. And I love that approach of, hey, have you ever heard about this? And now, do you find there's any struggle talking to people your age?
Definitely not.
And why not?
I think the only thing that comes up is, oh, I don't have time. I'm in school, you know, I have a, because most people, they're in school full time. Right? They're taking like 15 credits. And then they have a part-time job on the side. But the cool thing about Nikon is it can turn your part-time job hours into a full-time job, right? Full-time job pay. Part-time job hours, full-time job pay. I love that.
That's awesome.
So I kind of saw it that way, and I hardly ever have people, you know, make up that excuse anymore.
Okay.
So, because if I'm doing it, I can do it.
Yeah.
End of story.
And it's just an excuse. And if we can address those excuses straight up, then it becomes a mute issue, and we go on from there. What do you do? And this is a common thing for people that are in their teens and 20s and even 30s who say, well, I don't have anything wrong with me.
I hardly ever have people come and say that.
Hardly
ever.
Okay.
Yes, everyone has a health issue. There is no one that doesn't have a health issue. If you ask people, do you have a health issue? They'll think about it. It'll pop up in their brain, like, within, you know, like, instantaneously, they'll think about it. Even if they say, people have issues with anxiety. Like, there's a lot of mental health issues. And physical health attributes to mental health in a lot of ways. So when your body is more balanced, your brain is more balanced. That's what I tell people.
That's good.
And our products aren't for fixing or curing or any of that. They're for enhancing lifestyle. So that is what I focus on. You know, would you like an enhanced lifestyle? Would you like to live a healthier life, regardless of what you're dealing with right now? Would you like to live a healthier life?
And you probably don't find anybody say no. I want to be worn out by 5 p.m. I like the low energy feeling. I like feeling, you know, at 8 o'clock I just want to lock myself in a padded cell and wish I never had kids. You know, I don't think people, if they're being honest, I don't think they're going to be that dumb with a response.
Right. If they're like that, you probably are talking to the wrong people.
Probably. So, Haley, there's a couple other prevailing questions that pop into my mind, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this topic, but you got to be what I call there may have been others that I don't know about, but a secret tester of Nikon's hair care. I never refer to it as shampoo and conditioner because I think that minimizes the technology that's in these two items. And can you give us the backstory on how that came about? Why you? I mean, why did Kurt Foley or Jeff or whoever picked you, and how did that come about?
You know, that is an excellent question. I have no idea.
Okay. I have
fabulous hair, though, so...
Now, who was it that was saying that the host isn't modest at all, or a little too... anyway.
I love my redeeming qualities. I have fabulous hair.
And we're gonna throw a picture, the before and after picture. We're going to make sure that gets tagged with this interview or this conversation. But you started using the hair care, and what happened? Because you already have fabulous hair, as you so humbly admit it.
My hair was not as fabulous as it could have been.
Okay.
I have long, I used to have it, chopped it all off again, but long, blonde, curly, wavy hair. And I had to have like 5 products in it, and I just thought that was normal because otherwise it would get frizzy, or my ends would split, or you know I'd get like dandruff or something nasty like that. But then we started using this hair care, and I have to tell you, the first time I used it, I was like, "What is this? What am I putting on my head?" Because you know it doesn't lather as much as other shampoo, so I was like, "This is the weirdest feeling."
Uh-huh.
But previous to that, I had chopped my hair like a good, like, 3.5 inches. I had chopped off of it. And so when I started using hair care, I started noticing that my hair was growing way faster. And my hair was a lot shinier. I only had to use mousse. One other product. Okay, that's amazing. For me, that's amazing. It makes my day so much easier. It saves off so much time of, like, getting ready. I love it. But the hair
what you're saying is your primping time has been greatly reduced. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm just saying, being the father of 3 daughters, 2 teenagers, that's huge. Absolutely huge. Because that mirror becomes quite a, you know, the old phrase, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? What happened? Because I think, if I remember correctly, from what I've been told, you received the hair care 2 months prior to its release date last fall. And what happened?
My hair so within that time, I also bleached my hair. And everyone knows that bleaching is bad for your hair. But nobody could tell that my hair was bleached because it didn't look fried or anything like that because I was using the hair care. Also, the hair care doesn't have any sulfates in it, which turn your hair green when you bleach it. So that was really nice. But within that time period, my hair grew like 5.5 inches.
In 2 months it grew 5.5
yes.
inches?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. And what is, and I know the answer to this question, because when I saw the picture, your before and after pictures, I asked my hostile, is what I refer to her, as my hostile Vietnamese barber, who's always accosting me when I walk in the door. You know, like, and she says that to me, what do you want? And I said, well, I thought I could get a haircut today, Jenny. Sit down. And I love that. I think it's fun because we start bantering back and forth. But I asked her, hey, Jenny, what's the average length for, and I showed her your picture because I screenshot it into my phone. I said, what's the average hair growth for an adult? And she knew you were young just by looking at the picture. She said, she may grow more, but average for most adults, the average is 1 inch per month. And so you're saying 5.5 inches in 2 months. So that's almost 3 times what normal hair growth is.
Right.
And I guess I'm dumbfounded and it's left you speechless because that's huge. And so I love the fact that you, you're saying you use chemicals and bleach and all this other stuff to make it wavy and as beautiful as it is. Did you continue to have to use all that product, as they say, from that point forward?
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
Nope.
And I can tell you, as a guy, and I know I'm talking a lot, and they're going to start texting me and saying, Vance, shut up, let Haley talk. But as a guy, just this week again, I had a gentleman tell me, well, Vance, you obviously spend quite a bit of time prepping your hair in the morning. And I just looked at him. My wife got the answer out before I could even say anything. She said, oh, if you only knew. He is so lazy in the morning. He does not even run a brush through his head. And they're looking at me and they said, there's no way. And I said, hey, it could be the Nikan pillow or it could be the hair care that we have. And it sparked a conversation because this guy is looking at me going, really? I spend a great deal of time to get mine to even lay right. And I said, I do nothing. Absolutely nothing. And this is the way it looks when I wake up in the morning. And so I'm looking at myself in the rearview mirror of my truck where I'm sitting right now because it was the only quiet place I could find in the house. It's called Escape the Ethiopian. Find a quiet place so the 7-year-old doesn't find me. But getting back on track, Haley, how strongly convinced are you that not only the hair care, but the rest of Nikan's product line, again, not for just teenagers or people, this millennialist group, but for everyone. And you said some things at the beginning of our conversation that answered this question, but You've chosen to build this as a business. You guys are silvers, correct?
Correct.
So you're at the highest earning potential of introducing it to a customer up to a 45% rebate/commission, however you want to. And please don't text me or email me and say, oh, you can't, you know, you're wrong in your calculations. No, I'm right. Look at the compensation plan. And that's a unique feature when you look at companies. And where do you see this going for, and is there a future for millennials, people that are in their teens, 20s, and 30s, to take a serious look at Nikan as a business?
Absolutely. I feel like this, for Brayden and I, this is going to be our sole source of income. I'm so clingy. I'm a clingy wife. I'll admit it. But I told him, I was like, you could work like part time. Like 15 hours, that's it though.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be home. And I'm really grateful that we have a new trend because we totally have the opportunity. We totally have the opportunity. And I'm extremely grateful for that. And what I want to see is people coming in left and right that want that too. Starting at a young age.
Okay.
I want people that see their parents go through that.
Okay.
Go through, go ahead.
No. I shouldn't be interrupting you. How would you, for people that are not in your age category, in that teens, 20s, and 30s, what advice would you give us to talking to people of your generation? What questions should we ask? What lead? Or should we just throw up, you and Brayden's picture and say, look, you want to be more like this crazy couple and listen to this conversation? What would you say, or how would you advise us to ask questions or what to share to attract that age sector of people so that Nikan has a future? And I don't mean that figuratively, but I mean that literally. Because if we're only attracting people in their 70s and 80s and 90s, well, we're going to die off really quickly. And I'm not being facetious, I'm just being honest. So how do we attract young people?
By selling freedom. And I think that's like the biggest thing. The best advice I can give you is sell the freedom. Because that's what Nikan gives us. And like you said, most millennials are looking for ways to serve. Like, hey, want to get out there and change the world. It's what we're made to do. So you can give this opportunity to, A, change the world, right? Start a ripple effect wherever we're at and start affecting tons of other people's lives. And B, have the freedom to do what we want, how we want, when we want. And that is so important.
But, I mean, you sold me. I mean, this is what attracted me to Nikan 25 years ago. But it's different today. It's a totally, completely different industry. The Direct Selling Association is different today than it was 25 years ago, even than it was 10 years ago. And it's absolutely fantastic. Well, one last question that I have to throw out to you, because I know this, having an 18-year-old daughter who was just awarded the Watanabe Scholarship, one of three, I believe, if I understood the email correctly or the press release, and completely offering to pay for her tuition, which at American University in Washington, D.C., is, I think if I read that correctly on that parent notification letter, $45,000 just for the tuition. And Mr. Watanabe and his foundation selected her as one of three recipients that they will be willing. Now, I don't know how it's all going to pan out. It's still early. We just got notified like 72 hours ago, 48 hours ago. And, but is there a real market in that, Haley, for young people
definitely
today? Yeah,
definitely.
Because you and Brayden are probably racking up some school loans already, or some school
bills.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So for parents, because I think that's the key target, for parents who have teens or they have children that are in their 20s that are in school, anybody can apply for this as long as you're a parent, which you qualify, by the way, don't you? Because your parent, your mom, your parents are silvers and above. You could apply for this, even though you're an active consultant. There's no stipulation that you can't be a consultant, but you, as the child of an active silver and above, can apply for this. And maybe I'm spending too much time talking about this, and maybe I'm biased because my daughter just drove by me in her car, and she is going on her way to go serve right now at an annual event that awarded her, the money they received for this event, they awarded her a $1,500 scholarship. And she earned that by serving. And we can earn the Watanabe Leadership Scholarship by just applying for it. Our kids can, I should say. So is that an attractive thing that you use, or do you bring that up when introducing people to Nikin?
I don't. But I should.
I mean, but it would be attractive, right, as one who's right. In school?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, just out of curiosity, and I don't want to spend any more time on this, it's been unnecessary, but your tuition was probably more than, you know, a few bucks, right?
Yeah.
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 And now I bring you up to a point because you're probably thinking, why did Vance have to even talk about that? Because I should have. We should have applied for that because we could have. I think maybe I'm wrong. And someone's going to text me or email me or they're going to call me and say, no, Vance, you're wrong. Active consultants can't apply for it. But I think you could. You might want to look into that. The deadline, oh, by the way, if you don't know about this, deadline is March 31st every year. And all the information's online. And, you know, as great as Kenna, our daughter, winning this scholarship, I look at someone like Rachel Danzig, who has now been awarded it for the fourth year in a row. And if I understand the numbers correctly, she, as a student at medical school, her tuition alone is over $50,000. And the Watanabe Scholarship Foundation has written a check for now for the fourth time to pay for that. That's in excess of $200,000. So is Nikin great or what, Haley?
Pretty awesome.
So anyways. But hey, I know I didn't allow you as much time to talk because I'm kind of jacked up about several issues that you got me convicted about, and now I've got some more work to do later today. But I really like the way you address that. We attract young people by selling freedom. And I think that's something that we all need to remember. So, Haley, thank you for being an example to the millennials out there. And I look forward, we all look forward to seeing you make that. Because I remember when I met you a year and a half ago. And in Salt Lake, or actually in Logan, right? Is that where we were?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy smokes, this kid is crazy. Because you were 18 at the time, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I can call you a kid, right? I'm almost 50. but you inspired me. And I know what you shared this morning has been an inspiration to others. So, folks, if you know young people, if you've got kids, if you've got grandkids, why don't we take Haley's advice and go sell freedom? Because who wants to be tied down to a job? Who wants to be doing it? We can change the future of not only our North American nation, but Nikin is global. We can change the future by allowing young people to see what Nikin has to offer. Because this industry is here to stay, and Nikin is here to stay. And what an exciting thing we have. So SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. If you know somebody that this conversation might be worth, you know, sending them that way, or hearing two people just cackle and laugh hysterically, and maybe that's not your thing. Maybe Saturday morning at this time is too early to be laughing that much. But, or maybe, you know, as Proverbs says, you know, laughter is good like a medicine. Maybe you needed that. But thank you, Haley, for being with us.
Of course. Thank you.
And, I look forward to another conversation really, really soon. Oh, and one other note. Let me ask your opinion on this, Haley. How imperative is it that we get registered for the next big event? And for us right now, that's the one coming up in a few months in San Antonio. How imperative is that?
Well, it might be a little biased, but San Antonio is my favorite event. it's so awesome. I've learned and grown so much from that event. And I feel like that event specifically, you should bring your young people to. Just do it. I'll be there. I'll take them under my wing. We'll go down the river walk. We'll go get some lunch. It'll be amazing. We won't push anyone into the river water. But it really is an event worth going to. More than anything else. So do your Entrepreneurs Club. If you can't afford a ticket, do an Entrepreneurs Club.
There you go. There you go. Let Nikan buy your ticket. All the details about that are on the website. If you hadn't heard yet from the kickoff call, you did the Entrepreneurs Club this month, in the month of June. And again, all the details are there. Then Nikan will buy your ticket. And there is a special as well. Again, check out the website. Just click. It's all there. Okay? You don't have to be a millennialist to figure out how to drive the Nikan website. It's pretty simple. And right, Haley? I mean, there's... I know people that are in their 80s and 90s who have said, boy, I really like that website. That's kind of fun. That, and I'm being honest. But the tickets, when you purchase a block of five, get a group together. That's just the best, smartest way to maximize your dollar. And then as you get that group together, say, hey, let's go ahead and make a hotel reservation. We'll turn this into a weekend-long party. That's the best way to experience an event like this, is find a couple roommates, two or three, because you can put four people in a room, and it's always a party. I mean, don't go to these events, Haley, expecting to get a lot of sleep, right? Because that doesn't happen for me.
No, definitely not.
No, I mean, yeah, it just doesn't. But it's fun, I'll tell you. So, anyways, let's tie a bow on this conversation. And Haley, we're going to have you back. I'd like to just open up the line for some Q&A, and then we can invite a bunch of other people in their teens, 20s, and 30s. Because you're still going to be a teenager, right? You said you're 19 years, but you're going to be 20 soon.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe we could do it right after that, and you can see, hey, I was a teenager just a few days ago, but here's how I, address that. Hey, I'm just talking out of turn now. But we would like to have you back for some Q&A. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to stop this recording, and then we're going to open up the line for a few minutes of Q&A, because I do have a couple announcements. But you're welcome to stay on the line. It's totally up to you. All right? But thank you again. All right? Especially for breaking your cycle and getting up early on a Saturday morning, because that's hard for some people, right? Yeah, because what nobody knows is what you said before we started the recording, and that was, this is the earliest you've gotten up on a Saturday morning in, like, forever.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. So you can go back to bed or take a nap to get your beauty sleep.
I appreciate
that.
Thank you.
So thanks again, Haley. Well, let's do this right quick.
Ah,